bye week is over, and so is the first round of the 2024 NAIA Football Championship Series. The Wildcats get their opponent along with some much-needed rest as they look to defend their turf and continue their dominant season. We'll dive into all that today, but with that being said, I'm Gannon Parker, and welcome back to This Week in Wildcats Football. No game to recap this week as the number 3 ranked Indiana Wesleyan Wildcats were able to kick up their feet for the first round of the playoffs. After a good week of practice, the Wildcats hope to get Ryan Whitwell back for their first ever matchup against Southwestern College. No MSFA games to recap this week, so let's take a look at the scores from Saturday's game in the first round of the playoffs. The top 12 teams in the playoffs got a first round bye, so only 4 games were played. It was the 13 through the 20 seeds. And looking at those scores, number 20 Pikeville defeats number 13 Baker 42-35. Number 14 Dickinson State beats number 19 Kansas Wesleyan 27-20. Number 15 Southwestern defeats number 18 St. Francis of Indiana 31-24. And number 16 Friends University defeats number 17 OUAZ 47-35. So after those first rounds of games with St. Francis, Indiana falling to Southwestern, the Wildcats are the sole MSFA team remaining in the NAIA football playoffs. So the Wildcats, after waiting for the first round to conclude, get their opponent. They will be hosting the Mound Builders of Southwestern College. That is a university out in Kansas. And they entered the playoffs as the number 15 seed. They already knocked off the other MSFA team. They beat number 18, St. Francis, Indiana, 31-24. They actually ended up winning that game on a last-minute touchdown. It was 24-24. Then they were able to go ahead on a long touchdown pass. So the Mound Builders are able to knock off the Cougars of St. Francis, Indiana. Now they travel to Indiana Wesleyan in what should be a really fun and exciting game. As I was doing research for this episode and doing research for the broadcast, just looking over at a lot of their stats, it matches up rather well with the Wildcats. Mound Builders coming to this game ranked 11-1 overall. They were 4-1 in conference play, 5-1 at home. They are undefeated on the road. Their only loss coming to number 23 Friends University, also a Kansas team. They lost that game 37-31. Friends, of course, they were able to beat OUAZ in their first round game. But I'm excited for this matchup. It's going to be really exciting to see what goes down between these two teams. These quarterbacks stack up rather well. Just taking a look at the quarterbacks, we'll start with Kyle Antoine. He played in 10 games. He sat one game, but he went 188 for 290, 6 interceptions on the year, completed 64% of his passes, threw just shy of 2,400 yards, had 25 touchdowns, so he averaged 239, about 240 yards per game. You move over to the Mound Builders, looking at Braden Howley, played in all 11 of their games, 202 to 291 for completions, only 5 interceptions. He averaged about 240 yards per game. He had 36 touchdowns. His longest of the year was 77 yards. I mean, this is really, really close. The touchdowns, a big discrepancy there. He had 11 more touchdowns than Antoine. Of course, that stat could be a little skewed, but looking over at the rest of the Mound Builder schedule, they were very similar to the Wildcats in the kind of production that they were able to get out of their offense, scoring over 40 points in just about every single one of their games. Only 2 they were not able to reach the 40-point mark. That was against number 20, Evangel University. They only scored 21 in that game. And then, of course, their loss to Friends University, they were only able to put up 31. Then you move over to the playoffs, they beat St. Francis of Indiana 31-24, and it could be very easy to fall into that trap of saying, well, the Wildcats destroyed St. Francis, Indiana, so this shouldn't be a problem. Well, it's the playoffs, and it's really anybody's time. These are two teams that stack up in very similar ways, just looking at receiving, rushing. The running backs have put up similar numbers, the receivers as well. I think the Wildcats definitely have the edge on the ground, but looking at the receivers, it's very similar. They have a few players who are just shy of the 1,000-yard mark. They're led by Matthew Holston. He's got 923 yards. He played in all 11 games, 60 catches for 14 touchdowns. Then you move over to the Wildcats. Isaac Smith led the way. He played in all 11, 70 catches, 948 yards, and 13 touchdowns. Moving over to rushing, Roosevelt Cage was really the main runner, even though he started the season as the backup. The injury to Ryan Whitwell kind of hurt his case, but Whitwell missed a number of games. He still went 961 yards on 163 attempts, only played in 8 games, and he finished with 9 touchdowns. Roosevelt Cage, 1,000-yard season for him, 1,023, 6 touchdowns on just 126 attempts. His longest was 75. And then looking over at the Mound Builders, they're led by J.B. Burnett on the ground, 810 yards on 120 attempts. He played in all 11 games. So these are the offenses stack up in a very, very similar way. And, I mean, this Wildcat defense, they've played well. They've done what they needed to against just about every single one of their opponents. We saw Concordia put up better numbers, especially in that first half, but they're able to make good adjustments and shut down the Cardinals' offense in the second half. But for the most part, the Wildcats have not seen a team that has this kind of diversity across their offense. They have good receivers. They have a great quarterback. They have good runners in the backfield, and it's going to be very interesting to see the kind of defense that the Wildcats elect to run. We saw them go against Taylor, who has an amazing running back in Jamison Chester. They were able to shut him down because they realized there was no threat of getting bombed deep by the quarterback. In this game, you have to take that into consideration. They have good receivers over there for the Mound Builders. They have a solid rushing attack, and so they really have to match up well on all 11 guys on that offense. Kind of a similar story for both of these teams. They had a solid season, both with only just one loss on the year. For the Mound Builders, that one loss came in a conference game. For the Wildcats, it was a non-conference game against Valparaiso. But just going down the score sheet, they have really just been running over teams for the most part. The defense has been a little sketchy in some of those games. They've allowed double-digit points in more than half of their games. The Wildcats, not really the story there. So I really think this is just going to be a battle of which team's defense can get the first stop. We've seen the Wildcats do a number of nice things, shutting down offenses even after the first drive. That seems to be kind of a just feel out the opponent type drive. And then after that, the defense does a nice job of stiffening. I'm not sure that the Mound Builders will be able to do the same. The Wildcats, I think, have more just options and threats, both in terms of the receiving core and in the backfield. They get Ryan Whitwell back. Talking with Coach Rohde last week, he said he's progressing well. He seems to be doing all the right things, and he should be good to go. We will wait and see as the week goes on. But I think if they can get Roosevelt Cage back there, he's healthy. Get Ryan Whitwell back in the lineup. Now you have a nice 1-2 punch in the backfield. You still got great receivers in Isaac Smith and Levi Tidwell. Smith has really come alive late in the season. Tidwell started the season really well. Not to say he has faltered or fallen off, but Smith is getting a majority of the targets on the receiving end, and it's been nice to see him really get involved in the offense. He's got good hands, great speed. And then you factor in, okay, the best defensive back is probably going to be guarding Isaac Smith, which means the number two is going to be on a receiver like Levi Tidwell. Then you open yourself up to problems. Tidwell can go to work on just about any defensive back that the NAIA is going to throw at him. So then you really are faced with a serious challenge of how many guys do I commit to each receiver? It really is just a horrible spot to be in as a defensive or as a head coach for an opposing team. I would not want that job to be able to have to shut down all of those different weapons that the Wildcats have. But nevertheless, I don't want to take away from the Mound Builders. They have played rather well on defense as well. Just looking over at some of their stats for the season, in terms of yards per game, they're averaging 476 while only allowing 226. They've picked up 269 first downs while only allowing 151 on the year. For rushing, they're averaging 195 yards on the ground while only giving up 100. And then moving over to passing, they're getting about 281 yards while only allowing 125 through the air. These stats are pretty similar to the Wildcats. It almost seems like a mirror image just looking back and forth between these sheets. So I'm very excited to see how both of these teams go against each other. I think it's going to be a shootout, and it's really just a matter of which defense can make one or two stops when it matters most. Another thing to consider, Thanksgiving is this week, so traveling may look a little different for the Mound Builders. For the Wildcats, Last year, they practiced on Thursday morning, and then they released players that they were able to go home. If they did not have the capability, coaches opened up their homes and their families to the players, and I have a very good feeling I think they'll be doing that again this year. As for the mound builders, that may affect travel. I'm not exactly sure what their Thanksgiving schedule will look like, but that is something to consider, is getting out of that mindset. These are players who most likely have this week off school. I know Indiana Wesleyan has Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off, so they can really just dial in and focus on football. The mound builders, I'm sure it's a similar schedule there, but going into Thanksgiving where it's a time away from football, and it's a great thing, not to take away from that, but for the sole focus on just being football, granted that's what this show is about, I'm curious to see if that may have an impact. I don't think it will, but some players may be a little unfocused for that Thursday, just get out of the swing of things. But once again, that's something we can't really track. It is something to maybe think about a little bit as we get ready for this game. So kickoff for the Wildcats and the Mound Builders is at noon Eastern Standard Time. It is in Marion at Wildcat Stadium. It's going to be a cold one. So there was a slight chance for snow, which really just adds to the playoff atmosphere, and it really should be a good one. And that's all for this week in Wildcats football.